Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is tunnel vision. We just got back from a trip to Prague a few days ago, and as we were waiting to check in on the way back, we noticed on one of the nearby aisles, someone was getting quite angry with the ground crew. And as I listened, I realized that he didn't know that he should have gotten a COVID test before boarding the plane. This was about 1 hour before the plane was scheduled to take off, leaving him really no real time to do anything about it. Still, he went off and plunked down hundreds of euros paying for an express test, hoping that it would help. Then he went back to the ground crew, told them that he needs like 30 minutes, and of course they told him that that's not gonna happen. We saw that he never boarded the plane later. And really, I understand the instinct, right? He tried to fix the problem that was in front of him. He rushed for the solution that he thought might help. But had he taken a minute longer to evaluate his actions, he probably would have realized that he was just throwing money away. This is tunnel vision. This is when we just go for that Hail Mary, for that specific action that has come to us, you know, the knee-jerk reaction, but we don't take the time to reevaluate the scenario after something has changed. We just try and press on with whatever we thought was going to work. We try and make things right. So this guy really wanted to board this specific flight that he was already thinking that he was going to go on. So we went off and paid a lot of money for something that wasn't going to work. They practically told him that before he did it. And still he tried. And you know, probably had he taken 5 minutes and reconsidered, he would have realized that I can take the same amount of money that I'm paying here for this super express PCR test, and I can spend it in another night in Prague and get another one-way ticket, and it's probably going to be the same, if not less. So why even bother? And I see the same happening all the time in our day-to-day. You realize that a specific way of implementing a feature is not going to work, and we just try harder and harder rather than realize that maybe we should find a different approach. Or maybe we should go back to product and rediscuss this, open this, and see maybe we should find another way to do it. Maybe with the increased costs, it no longer makes sense. Just trying harder is not usually the way to make things work. This applies, of course, throughout your ranks. When we're talking about ICs who need to make better decisions, when we're talking about managers trying to make their teams do things that they thought are going to work out but are not working out. And especially when I'm talking to executives and senior leaders, we tend to get this notion in our heads of how things should work out, how my organization should be performing when we have 100 engineers, how this group should be doing its work now that we've decided on this new roadmap, how I thought my directors would do things once I told them to do it, and how things are actually mapping out in reality 2 months later. The bottom line here is that we cannot get into tunnel vision. Now, how can you notice that you're doing this? First thing is, of course, you can get a coach. You can get someone that has an outsider perspective because they tend to be less invested in whatever path you've already chosen. So they can say, hey, should you really be doubling down on this specific way of doing things? If you don't have a coach, I highly recommend that you start a decision log. That means that whenever you're making a decision that's gonna cost more than, you know, a couple hours of work, document it for yourself and write down why you wanna do this. What do you believe is gonna happen? What have you considered as different alternatives? And I'm not talking about a massive document that you need to be writing for hours. I'm talking about a note on your notes app that takes like 4 lines where you just write it down. I find it immensely valuable when I'm reevaluating what I've done, for example, in the past quarter, to open these with myself when I'm doing my own reviews, or with my clients when we're talking about how they've made progress and decisions over the past quarter. And it can also help you right at that point when you're doing the decision making. When you're considering what you're going to do, just merely the act of having to write it down can help you realize that you need to change things, that maybe you're just falling down the wrong rabbit hole. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any stories about yourself being struck by tunnel vision, do let me know. My email is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, my email is always open and I always love to receive feedback. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. Once you do that, you're also going to get a free sample chapter of my new book, The Tech Executive Operating System. Thank you and talk soon.